Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing well.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Cool. So my name is Akshat. I'm currently the CEO and the co-founder of HiRide. HiRide is basically a long-distance carpooling application designed primarily for post-secondary students. Whoever wants to travel home to visit, say, their parents or their friends, they can get a ride, say, from Toronto to Waterloo for $15.
Aww.
Cheaper than Uber, and it's a safer platform as well because we have live GPS tracking, student verification, and driver verification. Something cool we're adding to our system is interest-based riding. So we want to provide a social experience whenever people want to go back home. So now we match people with similar interests. So instead of having a boring car ride back home, they can actually have a fun time going back.
And how exactly does that work?
So for example, I'm a user. I log in. I put in my interests. I'm a huge Maple Leafs fan. I love Drake. I love the Raptors. They're playing tonight, actually. And so I put in all my interests, I matched my Facebook interests, and now I can see what similar interests I have with other people who are traveling to the same location.
Okay.
So I have the choice of traveling with people with similar interests.
So, for example, what if, I can't think of my question very well.
As the college student, I would have expected that...
I'm very interested, I just can't...
So many questions...
I went to school at a very, like, not very populated area.
Yeah.
So what if the driver isn't, you know, necessarily from the area I'm from and is driving to where I want to go?
So you have the full choice of choosing any person, right? So if there's no supply, you can still choose the driver.
Okay.
You won't have the same interest, but you'll still get a ride back home.
Okay.
But this is an additional social experience with areas of higher population where there's multiple rides going to the same area, and we just recommend you, hey, you should go with this person, cheap price and similar interests. But at the end of the day, it's your choice who to choose.
I know that's a really big issue because at my university, people would post on Facebook all the time, I need to get to Miami from Lakeland. How do I get there? Ooh. Can someone take me? But it was really hard, you know, like not many people... Especially someone you know, someone you would get along with.
Oh, yeah. Like first year when I actually went to university, I took the bus and it took me 4 hours and $30 every time I used to travel long distance. And that was a huge issue for me. I really didn't want to go back home to visit parents because I'm like, man, it's such a far ride. And that's how we came up with the idea of carpooling, but with a safer and a social experience. Because that's what university students or college students care about.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you provide the safer experience?
Perfect. So we're partnering up with universities and colleges, and we actually verify your student email. Because every university or college has a student email.
Sure.
We can verify that. And for drivers, we are actually, you can take a picture of your driver's license and insurance. We can verify if you're a safe driver in that sense.
Okay.
With the safety aspect, you can share your ride with your mom, your dad, or your best friend. And also you can see who's in the car with you, their profiles and their numbers. So your parents are kind of like, hey, this person's going with another Waterloo student. So they have a peace of mind. And then they can track you when you're coming back home. So your mom's not going to call you 20 times, hey, where you're at. She can actually track your ride home.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
I'm still going to call.
Okay.
I was going to say, that sounds like a realistic scenario right there.
Definitely.
Okay, so there's a number of verifications on everybody using the platform, which is a good start, and then the ability to say, this is my track.
Yep.
So, I'm not going to lie. I've had times where myself on regular rideshare apps, I would have liked to have been able to say, please keep track of this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, just in case.
Because I've gotten to places and said, I'm here. If I don't text you in an hour, I might be dead. Please.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Honestly, safety is one of the biggest issues with ride sharing. And we want to be the ones that are able to solve those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did this idea all come.
Yeah, like, as I was saying, first year I took the bus, and I didn't like the bus because it took me 4 hours to go back home to visit my high school buddies. Uh-huh. And I asked my dad, "Dad, can you please pick me up?" And for him, it's annoying. It's double the gas money and double the time.
Yeah, 'cause you have to go there, back. And,
yeah, like imagine having this conversation, "Dad, can you pick me up to drop me off to Toronto? Because I want to go to a party." He's like, "No, man. Like, get your own transit. Like, go."
Yeah.
And that's where, being a business student, I'm like, I always want to do this. And I saw the issue for myself. I'm like, maybe there's 1,000 other students facing the same thing. And then there's a huge market in terms of people commuting to work every day. Mm-hmm. They don't want to take the transit system, or they don't want to travel alone. So there's a way we can kind of match them as well.
Yeah, like carpool.
Work.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Interesting.
So the driver would get paid through your application
application. So we're adding all these features in. And by September, we're launching our final product. Right now, it's in the market. We have 6,000 plus users. We launched in January. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to pitch on Dragon's Den as well. So it was a good a good exposure for us to kind of start off, but we are still developing our technology and actually perfecting it by talking with our user base and making sure that our company is customer centric.
Okay. And what stores are you available on now, or so will be?
Both stores. We are already available on both stores. Our product is in the MVP stage. We're on version 2 now. And yeah, people can download the app right now and use it. And give us feedback, because we want to improve it and make it better for our users and have a better experience, user experience.
Definitely, yeah.
So what regions are you targeting right now?
So right now we're in the Waterloo, Toronto region, mostly.
Okay.
But we are expanding to 8 more schools in the GTA, couple in Nova Scotia, and couple in Florida as well. So it's kind of like a test market all around, just to see where students are focusing at and seeing if there's a proper market there. And then focusing on where we're getting our revenues from and then expanding more into that. So a couple of test schools here and there to see what the market is looking like.
I am fascinated
by the fact that Florida was the call out.
Yeah, you're talking about like all of that, and then you're like, Florida. We're from Florida, so.
Nice.
So that immediately, we're like, wait, that's a lot of Canada, like, and then Florida.
Us.
One of these things is not like the other.
So Florida is a good market, because once we want to expand to, say, the U.S. in the next couple of years, that would be our perfect test market to kind of go in, test out the U.S. market, because its customers have different needs and different preferences from country to country. And we have a couple of connections down in Florida.
Okay.
So that would be a nice way for us to test it out for the next couple of years and then focus on actually growing our product to the North American market.
Which universities are you looking at in Florida?
So in Florida, there's a lot of... I guess not universities, but there's a lot of groups, rideshare groups.
Okay.
So we're focusing on actually promoting it on through social media. So we are looking to target around 80,000 students in those groups and then converting those people into our platform.
In exactly the situation you were talking about. I need to get from Lakeland to
Miami. I mean, I had a lot of friends that are from South Florida and don't have cars.
Gotcha.
That's the main reason I was asking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a clever. And since the state is so long and weird,
and
it can take
10
hours to get from end to end.
Yep.
And that can be really obnoxious if you're by yourself.
I mean, it's still going to be really interesting, because I'll be in Orlando trying to get to Tampa.
Yeah,
like, this
true.
Is still a really viable thing, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now you have a couple more contacts in Florida to help you get it launched.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed you do. Apparently, Danielle knows where people are posting about getting from Lakeland to Miami.
They're always posting it on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook groups are a huge market now, but the biggest issue, again, safety, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure the platform is safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing happened in Austin when they banned Uber and Lyft.
Yep.
Facebook groups got created, and then safety suddenly became a huge problem.
Yep.
Because you don't know who you're going to be riding with. You don't know anything about that situation. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Interesting. So you're in MVP stage, version 2, with a plan to start expanding in the near future. Okay. And as an alpha, what are you looking for out of Collision?
I think it's looking for creating brand awareness for our company and finding those meaningful connections that will help us expand our business.
Okay.
We know that this is a viable business for us once we scale it, but we need the right partners and the right mentors to kind of help us scale that.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of like the biggest thing we're looking out from, I guess, from this conference.
Yeah. That makes That makes sense to me.
Definitely.
And did you say you had 6,000 users already?
Yes, currently in the last 3 months.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a great accomplishment.
Now I got to know about your Dragon's Den experience.
Man, it was like, when I went in, it was recorded 15 months ago, so we basically had three screens.
Lordy.
Three screens, basically MVP. It was like pre-MVP. So
indeed.
We asked all our buddies and family friends or friends just to download the app. So we had 500 users. We went with a 100K company valuation. We asked for 25K for 25%. And as soon as we went into the den, there was like 50 cameras staring at us. I was like, man, like, how am I going to pitch this in front of like five people who've been accomplished for so long?
Yeah.
And it was like myself and a couple of my other team members and my co-founders. And we were just like nervous. I was like 20 and I was like, man, this is my first real pitch. Like, what am I going to do? But once you start pitching the idea, it was a 55-minute long pitch when they recorded it. Once you start pitching the idea, you're like, hey, I know this stuff.
Yeah.
And once that just goes to
once
muscle
you're
memory.
In it, it's...
And it was a great experience because after that, I'm like, we got a good deal with one person. And yeah, like we did this. And it kind of gives you that confidence when you pitch to someone else.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience for myself and the team as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. We've got a friend who did Shark Tank.
Oh, nice.
So it's always interesting to hear that.
The dragons are way nicer. That's what I saw from all the episode watching.
Well, based on the fact that that one of them is sarcastically nicknamed Mr. Wonderful, I would imagine so. So if people want to find out more about your platform and possibly download the app, how can they do so?
They can download it on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, and also they can check out our website at highride.ca. So it's H-I, not H-I-G-H. A lot of people get that wrong. And also check us out on social media. We do a lot of cool giveaways as well.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. Thanks. And have a good rest of Collision.
Thank you.